Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from Long Beach, California from the Scuba Show. We got a lot to cover on today's two-hour radio spectacular. And I got to say, the Left Coast lived up to the hype this time. Once again, not only did we have our first psychic mermaid with Mermaid Valentina, and she did a fine job, but also Mermaid Faith came out to help out with the crew, along with the Scuba Cowboy and myself and a lot of our dive industry friends. But Faith actually brought something new to the table that we're going to share with everybody here in just a bit.
Does it involve ping pong balls?
Well, she is our first Asian mermaid, and you would think maybe...
I wish you would stop saying that. Go on.
...that the ping pong thing might be ingrained in her heritage. I don't know.
I can't believe that I made a disgusting joke, and you made it worse. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You made it racial.
That's just
Thank
what
you.
I do.
Appreciate
no, it's
it.
Not racial. It's not at all.
Okay. Yeah, good. Let's keep describing her, then, as the first Asian mermaid, then. And
well,
let's keep telling me
I've
not-
asked her. That's what she prefers to be called. Right. But maybe we're going to have to
Here's
change that.
Here's something that you may want to think about.
What?
A little change of your strategy with the mermaids.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you start trying to get attractive girls?
Really? You're going to say that after what I just brought up about Valentina and Faith?
They're pretty attractive.
Yeah, hello.
They're pretty good looking.
My God. Well, you know, Valentina is a model, an actress, and a psychic. Or she talks to dead people, or in when she's a mermaid,
dead fish. I thought she was a sidekick. I misunderstood that the whole time. I was thinking, I don't have any role left in the show.
No.
Valentina's here as a sidekick.
She was actually staying on the Queen Mary and talking to dead people on the Queen Mary
Perfect.
For the dive show. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that mermaid Tiffany's pretty unattractive, too.
Wow, she's going to stab you next time she sees you. Obviously,
she has to be very close to me to stab me. It may be okay.
Bill, the producer, is here. Jimmy, the bubble boy. Also, via the web, we have Jared, the diver guy, and Eric Douglas from booksbyeric.com. Guys, check in. Just say hi, if nothing
what's
else.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? And I heard Eric in there, too.
I'm in here, too.
Yeah, Eric's doing some cool stuff. We're going to talk about that in just a bit.
Eric Douglas does nothing but cool stuff, and then he writes about cool stuff, which he's imagined. What the heck's his deal?
Yeah,
I gotta get the Eric Douglas lifestyle. If you follow Eric Douglas on Facebook, Eric Douglas goes from fascinating thing to fascinating thing, and then he says, "Oh, and while I was traveling, I wrote a book, which is fascinating."
Right. Well, he just got back from the Cayman Islands. We're going to talk about that in just a bit, but I got to go back to Faith.
Freaking pictures of Sunset House making me gah.
We gotta get with Faith here because not only is she our first Asian mermaid, she is also our first rapping mermaid, and she came up to me at the show. She said, "Greg, I've heard these
See,
Sharknado
that's not even
songs
true because we did the Christmas present thing that year, where we had all of the Christmas, all of the mermaids wrapping gifts and sending them out like they were little elves or something.
We're talking about the Left Coast, so rapping in that sense. We're talking Snoop Jog.
Well, it's that running rapper.
Well." They're very healthy out there on the Left Coast. Even Snoop Dogg's jumped on the bandwagon.
He's
but
run DMC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg seems like a runner.
Right. So anyway, no, she comes up to me at the show. She goes, "I've heard your Sharknado song, and I could do so much better than that, Greg."
Okay.
So, as a matter of fact, I wrote some lyrics of a rap to one of Snoop Dogg's songs. Gin and Juice is the name of it, and I said, "Well, record it and send it to me." And lo and behold, she did, and we're going to play it for everybody right here, right now. You ready for this? Get your groove. Get your left coast. Most feel. Whatever the hell they say. I don't know. Hands
most
in the air.
Deaf, baby.
Wave them like you don't care or offend some. Here we go.
With the scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still. Going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on. And Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, fins down, why all the divers melt
in bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. Kick back with my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
You say hey,
hey.
You ho. Say ho,
ho.
That's all I got. I don't. But that was quite talented. If you couldn't understand some of the dialect there,
I got my buddy on my mind and my mind on my buddy.
Yeah.
My mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
I like it.
I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. She got we have skills.
We have spoken to Faith before.
Yeah.
Here's something I would like to point out to everyone that's listening
mm-hmm.
who has a teenage child.
And hearing.
Faith is not an English speaker by birth.
She speaks 8 different languages.
Maybe 9.
What?
She's
an interpreter.
Her English
in her real life.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
No trace of an accent. She's unbelievable.
She's got skills. That girl's got serious
She's
rapping
fantastic.
Skills.
But can she speak Klingon, Greg? Can she speak Klingon?
Actually, I think that is one of the 8.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. So, look, our mermaids obviously are multi-talented. Not only are they scuba divers, but now they're psychics and they're rappers. And only on the left coast would we experience such a thing. You know, I guess maybe. Maybe it's just because they're both based in California there and
right.
multitasking kind mm-hmm. of talents that these mermaids helped us out with. It was a great show, and that was just one small little tidbit of, it makes things kind of refreshing for me. When I go out there, I experience new things every time, and I love hanging out with the divers and stuff. And I don't know, just unique in that standpoint. You know what I mean? From that standpoint.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, the scuba show itself was a blast, and there was a moment in time where not only did we have this crazy mermaid element happen, but there was a party on Saturday night that we attended, and actually they asked me to help out and help MC the thing.
Oh, they asked you to help out. Hey, could you clean those tables off for us and carry these trays in, and they're going to need ice over there.
So you were there. Okay, and beyond that, they asked me to, do some announcing.
Come over here and bust this table.
Give away some prizes and that kind of thing. I was more than happy to oblige. And it was to warm up the crowd as they had special talent booked for this event that was
put
on.
Did that involve ping pong balls?
By Roddenberry Dive Adventures or Roddenberry Adventures and the folks behind the Scuba Show, Dive Training Magazine, and all the folks, Mark Young, Jerry Beatty, Catherine Castle, the whole folks that put on that fine magazine out to the industry.
Fascinating.
And so the talent this year was Scuba Elvis. There was a Scuba Elvis. He actually has a dive shop in Las Vegas. It's called Scubafy, like Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah, Scubafy. And it's literally, he is an Elvis impersonator in Las Vegas, and he does a show called Elvis Has Not Left the Building or something to that effect.
Elvis has not left the building.
And he scuba dives, evidently. And so they booked him for the party Saturday night, and there was a moment in time where after we did the giveaways, Elvis comes up on stage, and I'm sitting out in the audience, and I got a beer in my left hand, and I'm just kind of kicking back and soaking in the atmosphere, which basically I'm watching an Elvis.
Was Snoop Dogg there? Is that the type of atmosphere you were soaking in?
There could have been a little bit of stuff going on here and there. It's Left Coast. You know, they got the most, whatever. All right, so.
You don't look sick, but I got a prescription.
I'm sitting there, and I check off that moment on my list where I actually was watching, you know, an Elvis impersonator sing Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars at a dive show.
Your list is very specific.
In Long Beach.
Yeah.
I checked that one off the list. You know, I didn't
Eric
even know
Douglas
it was there.
Eric Douglas is checking stuff off of his list. I wonder if his list is an Elvis impersonator singing Bruno Mars songs.
You know, if it's not on your list, it should be. And you should mark it off because it was one of those moments in times that, you know, I'll never get it back, I have a feeling. I mean, it was just like, wow. Only the dive industry could put you in such of a unique environment like that. And God bless them for it. We got more to discuss next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire, and they get warm, and then they come back, and they sing some more.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of L.A. In the city of good old ones.
Yeah, yeah, we're rocking it for sure right here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving, back from the California coast and the scuba show in Long Beach. It was a good time.
That was auto-tuned. That may not be what he sounds like when he's just singing in the shower.
Well, he's dead now, so.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, theoretically, he's dead. Yeah. According to the stories, he's dead.
Oh, you're saying he's like Elvis?
He may be like Elvis.
He may be like Elvis.
He lived a healthy lifestyle.
Only Mermaid Faith knows for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
That Mermaid Faith song that rap.
Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice. Mm-hmm. I like the lyrics. I like what you do with the lyrics. Yeah. I really like the Buddy on My Mind Mind on My Buddy. I really like that bit. That was a clever turn there, and she did more than just play with the lyrics. I spend a lot of my time now watching The Voice.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because although I'm not married,
may as well be. Yeah.
If I ever want to see a naked woman again.
So what you're saying is Mermaid Faith could be a contender on The Voice?
No. But what I'm saying, to be fair, the good contenders on The Voice are singing established songs. I mean, they're not doing their own stuff orally.
So this is way more creative.
This is creative, and they don't do parody songs.
Right.
They do established songs, or they may do their own music sometime during the course of it, but... Mm-hmm. You don't usually get in that way. Anyway, and I think this is an important thing, I thought she sounded pretty good. Now, I do watch a lot of The Voice, so I'm legally obligated to say there were a couple of times when you were a little pitchy.
Oh, of course.
But other than that, you sounded like you were in the pocket.
Okay, very good. Yeah, all right.
I thought she sounded very good, and there were a couple of times when she didn't sound exactly right, which made me say... She's doing this without processing.
Oh, yeah.
So she sounds great for doing it with no processing.
She's freestyling.
A couple more times through, boom. There were a couple of times when she had a few more words than the melody allowed for, so she had to kind of speed it up a little bit. But, that could definitely be made into something fantastic.
Well, I think that's what Snoop does in the original.
Snoop doesn't say anything fast.
That's true.
Maybe.
Yeah. What Snoop does, Snoop throws a couple extra measures in the song if he needs it. He doesn't speed up.
Got it. Well, look, we got this special feature at scubaradio.com that you can get on the air and ask us a question if you like and record yourself. Very easy to do. It's right there, a tab to the right side of the scubaradio.com homepage. That is what, this is what a Scuba Linerman, I don't know, he did this. Let's see what he has to say. Well, or maybe not. Wait, hold on. Let's see. I thought I had it, but maybe I didn't. Maybe.
So what they did was they went to Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
And they went down on the right-hand side, and they clicked on it. So, like, if I was away, I could call in. I could still be on the show.
Right.
By just leaving one of these things at scubaradio.com. And anyone could do that.
True.
And you don't even screen them ahead of time to see if they sound like anything.
Well, not usually. So let's see what happens. Let's try it this
way. Hey, how you doing?
There it is.
I just found your webpage, Scuba Radio, today. And it's interesting to me because I've had the nickname Scuba. A lot of people named Steve are called Scuba Steve now because of that movie, Adam Sandler's movie, Big Daddy.
Right.
But I got the nickname in 69 or possibly 70-ish. Hmm. I actually have a picture of me in my 8th grade yearbook, 1974, where it says Scuba Linerman. So I refer to myself as the OS, the original scuba.
Proof.
I am certified. I'm not a super-duper diver, but I'm not super avid. But I'm just curious if you know anybody else with a nickname Scuba who's had it longer than 1969 or 70-ish.
Hmm.
He doesn't really
anyway, know. Appreciate what you're doing here. Now you got me ready for a dive. Oh, bye-bye.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, there you go.
Well, that really is the goal, isn't it? To get people wanting to dive.
True. And at least we've done that much. And as far as other people having the nickname Scuba, I can't say I know of anyone who would have been so unfortunate to have that nickname for their entire life. Do you think?
Scuba.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Scuba Steve, that's
Scuba
one
Steve
thing.
Scuba Steve is one thing, but yeah.
But they're calling Scuba. Him Scuba Linerman, I guess is his last name, I'm assuming.
Hold on.
What?
On the cartoon show, did that Great Dane have a like a water dog relative, like a Portuguese water dog relative, Scuba Doo?
What the hell is wrong with him, Bubble Boy?
Scrappy Doo, Scooby Doo, Scuba Doo. No, nothing.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo?
No, nothing?
Nothing. No.
You know what? They can't all be winners.
But I do think, for what it's worth, I think I haven't heard anybody using that nickname. So I would say, especially in, 1969?
That's what he says.
I don't know, Jerry the Diver Guy or Eric Douglas, what do you guys think? Do you have know anybody who uses the nickname Scuba?
That's a new one on me.
Yeah. That, well, admit, that uses the nickname Scuba or has been given it to him and then admits it. Well,
no.
Yeah. I mean, I've known a lot of Scuba Steves and a lot of Dan the Diver guys,
right.
And
Bubble Boys,
Diver Dans, and whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But who just goes by Scuba? No, yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, I think that means he definitely owns it, and that's probably what he's getting ready to copyright this. I think that's why he has proof in his yearbook.
Good. So here we are, 45 years down the road. He's getting around to trying to get a patent.
Well, he's starting to realize, like, copyright. Hey, there could be a money making scenario.
He knows nothing about scuba.
What do you mean he knows nothing about scuba? Sure. If someone wants,
do you
to be-
know anyone in scuba except for Eric Douglas who's ever made any money at it?
Okay, good point. Good point. How do you make $1 million in the dive industry? You start with two.
Millions.
Yep.
All right, maybe. But I still, you know, I mean, I admire his tenacity to want to find out if indeed he's the original. And as far as I'm concerned, he is.
His tenacity. We've been on the air for 20 years. He finally gets around to looking us up on the internet 20 years in. Nice work. Nice work, Scuba. Scuba Letterman.
All right. Well, that's Bill, the producer. So send your hate mail to him, Scuba. All right.
It doesn't need to be hate mail either. The best way to get a hold of me is to go onto the Scuba Radio website and record one of these viewer mails. These viewer mails.
Just keep
viewer
them mail? Coming.
Yeah, just keep them coming.
And
yeah.
Random
send
dirty
in
photo
more.
Shots.
Okay. Yes, yes. And we don't listen to all of those, but we do look at all naked pictures.
All right, then. More
except
coming
from
up.
You, Scuba Letterman.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy. Bill has left the building because basically he's afraid Scuba Linderman is going to come after him. Linderman? I think I got to get his rest.
Linderman?
Yeah. Scuba. We know him as Scuba. We're close personal friends now. Just use nicknames. However, we do have Bubble Boy here. We have Eric Douglas, who just got back from the Cayman Islands, and Jerry the Diver Guy. We're going to talk to them in just a bit. But we have some big diving news to delve into a little bit later on. Beyond that, had to do with the Easter Island Reef that was being sunk off of Deerfield Beach, literally while we were in California last weekend. Things did not go as planned. And we will dive into that story, which is unfortunate, to say the least. But we will cover it accordingly on the big show today. And if that weren't enough, this is the week that the dive training cover, our new dive training magazine's coming out. And it has a cover of not only Jaws on the front side, but on the reverse side of the front cover on this issue is Sharknado 3. The movie that yours truly is rumored to be featured in as a Florida sweaty Florida tourist. So we're going to, you know, cover that accordingly on the big show. It's big news going on in that regard. And being out there on the left coast, obviously, I had some brushes with greatness, so to speak. And I will share with you accordingly what happened in that regard, if not the fact that there was some pretty damn cool dive gear on display at the Scuba Show that we're going to talk about and see how it might change how you explore the underwater world. That's kind of cool. You think they're both?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys missed it, man. It was quite an event, and we're going to cover that and much, much more. We got a Dan tip. We got to talk about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We got an update on that. So a lot to cover on today's two-hour radio spectacular, but it's all coming up right after a Dan tip that's coming up next. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box has proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's new with you, Nick?
Hey, I'm off to do some diving, Greg.
No kidding. Where are you headed?
To the coast. I hear there's some good diving in Florida.
You have to try hard to avoid it. You're going off the coast?
Yep. I booked my charter and I'm all set.
You like diving off a boat?
Find me a diver who doesn't. I mean, there are a ton of diving opportunities to be had off a boat. Between charter operations, private boats, kayaks, liveaboards.
I'm partial to liveaboards myself. There's nothing quite like having access to virtually any site, anywhere.
That's the appeal of boat diving.
Sounds like a good topic for a safety tip.
You're on to me, huh?
Yeah.
There are definitely a few key things to think about, especially if you're heading out on a charter boat.
Such as?
Well, for starters, consider the gear that you'll need ahead of time. For the most part, you'll be expected to provide your own. And sometimes a charter operation will provide tanks and weights, and sometimes not.
So be sure to check with them before you book your spot.
Yeah, ask what will be provided and what won't, and plan accordingly. If you need to rent gear, be sure to let the operation know what you'll need, and be sure to arrive a little early to ensure that you'll have time to try it on and familiarize yourself with it before the boat leaves.
How about emergency equipment?
Every boat should already be equipped with first aid kits, emergency oxygen units, life jackets, and all that good stuff. Anything like surface signaling devices or personal equipment will be up to you.
Let's hit on some etiquette points. It's amazing how quickly a lack of thought can ruin a day on a boat.
You're right, although most of the etiquette to observe on a dive boat is common sense. It's highly unlikely you'll be the only diver on the boat, so rule number one is to be considerate of others.
Like, keep your gear in your own spot?
You said it. Messy divers get on everyone's nerves. It's always better if everyone just assembles their gear when they're invited on board, and then stows the remainder neatly away, either under a bench or in a designated area or locker.
There's a safety element too, isn't there?
Sure. The less stuff that's strewn about, the less chance there is that anyone else will be tripping over it.
How about following procedure?
That's just good manners. Boat crews tend to be very good at what they do, and the procedures they set down are the result of experience and knowing what works best on their vessel. So listen to them. It's not just a matter of being polite, it's a way to increase your safety factor as well.
You know, when it comes right down to it, we're all just guests on the boat.
That's a great way to look at it.
You mentioned listening to the boat crew. Dive briefings are a big part of that, right?
Yep. There are generally two briefings before the first dive. One on boat procedures.
Like entering, exiting the water, diver tracking systems, using the head, what to do if you're seasick.
Can you listen to that part especially close, don't you, Greg?
You know, I've fed the fishes a time or two, yeah.
We all have, but you're right. That's exactly what the first briefing will cover. The second usually takes place when you arrive at the site. The pre-dive briefing will generally include information on what to expect on the site, dive profiles to follow, hazards to avoid, and any other information that's important for you to know. Listen to it. The briefing will likely cover important information on navigation, visibility, marine life, and recommendations on how to get the most out of your dive.
Not to mention completing the dive safely.
Well, that too.
You know, that leads to a pet peeve of mine. Part of that dive briefing will include maximum dive profiles. Don't mess up everyone's day by ignoring them and screwing up the schedule.
That's a great point. When you're choosing your charter, make sure the other divers on board will be doing the same kind of diving you are. If you want to do technical diving with decompression involved, make sure that's clear when you book the charter so you find yourself on an appropriate boat with similar divers. Even on the strictly recreational side, don't think the maximum depths and times don't apply to you. They do. It's not fair to hold up everyone else on a boat just because you think it's okay to ignore the profile set by the crew, because it's not. Don't hold up the boat or get yourself in trouble by thinking the briefing and the rules are for everyone else but you.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we're fully briefed, what about getting in and out of the water?
Again, follow the briefing as outlined by the crew. They'll tell you when to suit up, when to put on your fins, where to rinse your mask, how to approach the exit point, and all that good stuff.
I find most of them have a checkout, check-in system too. You know, so they know who's in the water and who's back from the dive.
I sure hope so. But regardless of what system is in place, it's a good idea to let someone know when you leave and return so they know where you are.
I've got one, though it's kind of a etiquette safety combo. For crying out loud, when you get in the water, move away from the entry point so I can get in.
Good point. Although please be sure to do your part and make sure that the entry point's clear before you go.
Look before you leap.
Right. And along that line, when you return from your dive, be sure not to linger at the re-entry point of the boat. It's likely that another diver is coming up behind you, so clear the space so that they can rejoin the boat too.
So we can do our surface interval.
Yep, it's all part of the day. It's unlikely you'll do only one dive a day on a boat, so you'll have some time between dives. Use the downtime to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Reapply that sunscreen, and just relax and enjoy the day.
And for those of us who have felt queasy from time to time...
I know you've had some experience with this. Care to share what you've learned?
I've learned there's no shame in getting seasick. Yes, it hits some more than others, but it can hit anyone at any time. So just try to make it over the side, and if you need help, ask the crew. They've seen it all before.
Well done.
Dive boats are an extraordinary and varied way to reach a dive site. The differences between them may be subtle, but distinct. One thing they all have in common, a dive crew with experience. So be sure to use that experience and listen to what they have to say. They are as big a contribution to your safety as any other factor. So listen carefully and follow the rules. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, hour two, we have scheduled Amos Nochum. Nochum, BigAnimals.com. Amos has been on the show before, and this guy does all kinds of crazy stuff with polar bears, big underwater animals, and there's a movie in the works about his work and life, and we're going to talk about that shortly on the big show. But first, we got Bubble Boy in the studio, and also Jerry the Diver Guy and Eric Douglas. Booksbyeric.com is with us via the web as well. And Eric just got back from the Cayman Islands. We got to talk a little bit about that for sure, because that was your book signing party, right, Eric? Yeah.
It was a really cool opportunity to go in and have a party and release the book, Return to Cayman, on my return to Cayman.
Exactly. How appropriate. It just kind of came together quite nicely. Actually, I was speaking with some of the folks that you were hanging with in the Cayman's Isle at the Long Beach show. They said, yeah, we're just hanging with Eric, and we had to leave him there. And I'm thinking, well, and I said, well, I think he got the better end of that deal, because, you know, they had to travel all the way from Grand Cayman and had to come out to Long Beach. And I'm guessing, you know, that was not nearly as fun as where you were. Am I right?
The Long Beach show is a lot of fun. I've done that show several times. But, yeah, I would have much preferred to have been in Grand Cayman diving and relaxing at my bar than Southern California.
Yeah, right there at the Sunset House. So, I mean, how many books did you end up signing, or just a whole bunch? And
Well, we did about 40. That's about all I could physically carry down.
Yeah.
We did about 40, and 100% of the proceeds of the books we sold on the island went to the coral reef restoration project. A little over $400 total by the time it was all said and done. And
yeah,
it was a good time. We had a good time.
Yeah, no, I know, Eric, there's a lot of talking going on there at the island. Matter of fact, it was happening at the Scuba Show, too, and it's definitely happening online about Caymans right now are looking at some study about a cruise ship terminal that they want to possibly put in the area just purely for financial reasons. They were talking about that, I'm guessing, while you were on the island, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. That came out when I was there. Actually, last Friday, so Friday a week ago yesterday, I got to dive on the grounding site where the Carnival Magic dropped anchor on the reef off of Don Foster's. And I actually posted up on my website, there's some pictures and a short video I did
of the scene, and it's pretty dramatic. But that same day was when the report about that new cruise ship dock came out.
Yeah,
and you know, and there's obviously a bunch of sides to it, but. On one hand, you think, okay, that'd be a great way to avoid ever having a grounding like that happening again. You know, if the cruise ships are coming, it'll only hold four. So on those rare days when there's five cruise ships in town, mm-hmm. that one would still have to anchor and you still have all the tenders. But the biggest concern that I heard about this new cruise ship dock is they would literally have to remove or destroy, I think about 15 acres. Of coral reef.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they want to chop it out and move it around the island of Grand Cayman. We'll talk about that. And, another reef down in Deerfield Beach didn't go off so well. Coming up, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
As part of its Women in Diving initiative, PADI is proud to present Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 18th. Women and men, let's make this a day of diving we can all enjoy together. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is here in the studio with me. Also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, and the Scuba Cowboy is with us now as well. And, Pup was out there in Long Beach with me. Pup, how are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic. How about yourself, man?
I'm good. Hey, before we start talking about the Scuba Show, I want to kind of follow up a little bit more on what we were talking about with Eric and Cayman Islands, because that is getting a lot of... chatter online this week, especially with this this plan for the cruise ship terminal. And let me just paint the picture for you, because this is something that, unfortunately, from my perspective, I don't see how we're gonna how we're going to win this battle from divers to keep them from doing it, because it's all going to come down to money. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that are at stake. Now, you can put a value of the reef there in Cayman for millions and millions of divers, and I would be the last one to argue with you. However, unfortunately, the way these things usually go, when you got a big, you know, cruise ship industry behind it, and you got politicians that may or may not have made, you know, back room deals and things like this, I got a bad, bad feeling about how this is going to go in Cayman. So if you take that into account, and let's just, you know, and I'm speculating a little bit here, but I got to tell you, from my, I just see it's going to happen. They're going to put in this cruise ship terminal in Cayman. That's my prediction. And now the question is going to be, how do you mitigate the, you know, the problems it's going to create for the reef and the diving there in Cayman? And hopefully this can happen. One of the things that they did a study, and what they came to the conclusion was, like, yes, there's going to be some degradation of the reef in the general vicinity of Georgetown, where some prime location dive spots are currently located. But what they want to do is chop out a big section of reef for this dock that they want to put in and transplant it. And their experts say, can it be done? Yes. Well, can they guarantee success? No. So it's kind of like one of these things, like, yeah, in theory, we're going to just chop out a big a few acres of reef, and that's where we'll put the, you know, that's where we're going to put this cruise ship terminal. But, of course, the problem is, you know, once they move the reef, will the critters follow and will the reef survive the move? And the jury's out on that. I mean, with all the work going down at the coral restoration projects down in the Florida Keys, and they're, you know, they've definitely been learning how to transplant and regrow reef and things like that. Maybe, you know, maybe it'll work. And like I said, I don't mean to sound negative from the standpoint of, hey, should divers unite and make their voices heard? Please get online and tell the Caymans, don't do this. You know, I don't think there's many divers that are going to be on board an effort to put in a cruise ship terminal or dock there in Grand Cayman and potentially ruin this remarkable resource they have underwater. But just knowing how these projects have went in other places throughout the Caribbean and the world, it's my feeling that it's going to happen. I mean, the numbers are pretty substantial, what they're projecting, what this cruise ship terminal could bring to the islands as far as revenue. And 9 times out of 10, everyone I see of the environmental side of this ends up losing. So, you know, I'm not throwing in the towel, and it may sound that way. I'm just kind of looking down the road like, look, if this is going to happen, what can we do to make sure that they do mediate the environmental cost and keep it to a minimum? And could this actually be transplanted coral? Could it be chopped out some way and moved and you know, create some other, you know, attraction for the divers in lieu of losing this section of the reef? By the way, one of the things that has to be moved is also a wreck. So there's already an artificial reef in this area that they want to put the cruise ship terminal as well. So there you go. It's being talked about a lot online. Like I said, get on there, send petitions to the government at the Cayman Islands, let your voice heard, do some research on your own. We'll obviously cover this as well as we can here on the show and keep people informed. There, you know, the good news is, regardless of what happens, even if this thing does come, this isn't going to be the death knell to the Cayman Islands by any stretch of the imagination. This is in Georgetown Harbor, which is a very busy area. I mean, there's a really nice reef there too, but as Eric just pointed out, they already had a cruise ship last year run aground in the area, in the general vicinity, and he dove the site. And that was a tragic thing in its own right. But, you know, it's a busy area. You know, these groundings and stuff potentially could happen again just because there is so many cruise ships, you know, coming into the Cayman Islands and in that part of the world. And you have this problem all over the Caribbean and all over the world with these cruise ships. So, you know, the thing is, you're not going to keep them from coming, I guess, is my point. And it's a matter of how do we, you know, balance these elements at play that potentially hurt what we go to explore underwater. Bubble Boy.
Yeah, Greg, how about every time they do something like that, they'd be required to at least create an artificial reef equal an area to the reef that they're going to damage?
Yeah, well, you know, that may be part of the plan already. And, I mean, the fact that they're looking at, they did a study and they're saying, hey, we could move this section of the reef or cut it out and move it some other place and transplant it. You know, would that include also sinking another artificial reef to offset that mitigate the damage or that kind of thing? All that stuff is on the table.
Or scuttle a cruise ship.
There's an idea. That would be a pretty interesting dive site. Yeah, just take one of those Carnival or Royal Caribbean ships and sink them. Now, I like
Costa
the way you're thinking.
Concordia 2.
Maybe. All right, look, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Amos Natrum's going to join us from BigAnimals.com. He's done some amazing stuff. You'll hear all about it, including a new movie about his life. That's coming up in hour two, plus this Easter Island reef that turtled and didn't go as planned. That's coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.